And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we are going to talk about leadership, especially within the church, within your house, and even a little bit in workplace can also benefit from a godly view. And we're going to look through some scripture that back this up. We're also going to talk about how leaders today seem to be kind of bending over backwards over, I'd say, misrepresentation or misinterpretation of some of the Bible and what that is, not truly being a true leader and sticking to the source reference. If it's referenced in the Bible, then obviously it is correct. The Bible doesn't change, man changes. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's go ahead and let's dive right in. First of all, I've been doing this online Bible study with my church, me with a group of other guys. We took turns picking out different devotionals and 5-day devotionals. And I decided I was going to do leadership, mainly because I love the premise of leadership. What through the military, we go through multiple, rigorous classes of leadership. They teach you how to be a leader, what you need to do to be a leader. If you don't know the answer, what should you say, where to look it up if you don't know. And luckily for us, at least in the church, it's pretty simple. If you don't know the answer, you go to the Bible. It's pretty simple answer. But what tends to happen is they'll be like, well, how do you feel about that? Or how does that match, love your neighbor? Well, yes and no. And so we'll kind of talk a little bit about that too. But as men, we are expected to be the head of our house. We don't need to know everything, but we do need to know where to find it. Too many churches are allowing things that are clearly defined in the Bible as sin to be into the churches. And I believe that the lack of leadership is to blame for this. It's not that they know that it's right or wrong. A lot of times it's based off of, we're still in a pandemic and people aren't coming to church in person. So now they're like, well, if membership's down, we've got to make sure we get as many people into the church as possible that hear the nature of God and Christ and understand his love, but without going into the complete gospel. And is that doing anybody a favor by having someone come in if all you're going to do is sugarcoat, gloss over, or misrepresent anything? And I feel no. I feel we need to stand firm in the belief in the Bible. If the Bible clearly states that certain things are wrong, then they're wrong. It doesn't matter whether or not you want people in the church. Now, can someone come into the church that is doing that particular sin? By all means, they can come in as long as they understand that they're living in sin. They need to repent and they'll find the grace and mercy. And that's fine. But we can't, as a church, we can't sit there and say, well, it's clearly this was misrepresentation, so it's okay. It's okay because, God is love. And so any type of love is God. And that is wrong. That is extremely wrong. So what we must do as leaders, we must stand up for the Bible. And we can't yield to this world. Christ is our peace, not the world. And if the world says it's right, but Christ says, no, it is wrong, who is right? So if we look through scriptures on some of these issues that have plagued churches, what does the Bible necessarily say? Well, a lot of times they'll say, well, that was only Paul's representation, so it doesn't matter because he wasn't one of the first apostles, which is also not true if you read throughout the Bible. You'll see where Matthew or Mark or John makes reference to the same thing, just in maybe a different perspective, but it's still poignant that it is decided as a sin. And so therefore, the whole, well, it's just Paul issue is wrong, even though Paul's a lot of times cited as the reasons why it's a sin doesn't necessarily mean that it's just because of Paul. If we lead like Christ and follow his word, we may not be liked by the world. But technically, are we supposed to live for this world? I believe, and I'm going to show, and I'm just kind of for dramatic here, I believe that there's a verse about living for the world, and I believe it is John chapter 17, verse 16. It says, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." We need to lead. We need to follow the Bible, and we have gone over which Bibles are good. So Christ, you know, right there when he says, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." So if we're following Christ, should we be of the world? Should we be okay with allowing certain things to be considered okay in the church? And I think no. It's not really a thing. I know that it should not be accepted. Now, can we disagree on certain representations of things? Yes. I can agree that in some instances, I believe that, you know, such as a woman pastor is not necessarily in the Bible correctly. And I don't think that as a church that should be allowed as a lead pastor. Now, some will say that that's wrong and that that's misogynist, but it's in the Bible. Paul clearly stated where the woman's place of the church was. But you can have people that disagree, you know, and I can accept that you're going to disagree with me, and that's fine. But when we have disagreements that are on a broader scale, and I say broader scale such as homosexuality or something like that, the Bible is extremely, extremely clear about that. You have a man must leave his father and mother. So right off the bat, Jesus is stating that there is a mother and a father. There was no, you know, a man must leave his father and father or his mother and mother. It also states that a man will join his wife. Doesn't say husband. Doesn't say the wife will join the wife. It is quite clear that it is a man and a woman in a marriage. So when we get the whole, well, if you look at the Greek and then you look at the translation, you look at the times and you look at this and you look at that. No, no, nope. I still say, once again, look at the Bible, look at the truth. All right. Now, we can disagree with whether or not a woman can be a pastor. That's fine. I have no issues with going over that as long as the biblical standpoints are correct. You know, if your church feels like that, that's fine. I'm not knocking any churches to do that. My personal opinion is of that. But when you start having churches that say it's okay to be this, it's okay to be that, it's okay to for certain things to happen, that's where I believe that all you're doing is catering to the world, not catering to the word. See what I did there? Don't cater to the world. You need to cater to the word. And we need to make sure that as leaders, especially leaders in our church, leaders in our house, we need to make sure that our family, that our children understand the biblical viewpoints, the correct biblical viewpoints, and that they understand why it's right and why it's wrong. And with the bigger churches in bigger cities, a lot of times, that's where you get the including. So you include these people because, well, it's just this person. Well, they're a good person, you know, and if Christ was here, he'd be okay with it. Well, and they'll always make reference, well, he ate with sinners. He ate with them. He didn't commit the sins. He did not justify their sins, and he did not praise their sins. And if anything, what he did was rubbed off on, this is wrong, and this is why. All right. So what we're going to do is take a quick break. We'll kind of talk some more about this, and then we're going to go through some verses that talk about this as well. So we'll be right back. And welcome back to Hometown, or to Small Town, your hometown podcast. And today we are talking about leadership. I appreciate everyone who listens to the ad. It kind of helps bring in a little extra to keep the ministry going, allows for new equipment and stuff like that. So what we're talking about is leadership and how there's a breakdown in leadership in some of the churches today that we see, especially on like YouTube, or we watch on TV, or listen to even some of their podcasts. You know, we get people that are okay with certain lifestyles stating that, well, it's love and so therefore it's God. And I have serious issue about that. Everyone should have a serious issue with that if you've clearly read the Bible. And so as a leader, we need to combat that. You know, as a leader, we need to be able to say, you know, you're wrong. Here's where it is. If they come back and start going on about the Greek and Latin and everything else, we as a leader need to know when to just say, well, you know what? I know if I can look in this Bible, this is right. And we don't need to be, we should not have to be Greek and Roman and Hebrew scholars just to be able to spout off something that somebody else may falsely show. You know, we shouldn't have to justify everything with a PhD just because someone who may say they're a scholar can spout off, well, this is what the Greek means. Well, you know, if you're getting into that type of detail where you have to take a word, break it down that far down, and then skew it with some other background, then quite frankly, what are you really doing? And I just have an issue with that. So, but as leaders, we need to be studying our Bibles daily. We need to be praying. We need to be able to combat a lot of this for our kids, for our families, and for our churches. When we start seeing people sway to certain aspects where they're like, well, it's okay because he's a good person or she's a good person, it's okay. And we need to be able to say, and we are clearly told in the Bible that we need to, you know, check our brothers and sisters. We need to be able to speak truth. If we don't tell them the truth, then how are they going to stop the sin or anything like that? So I think we're going to look at some of the verses here that we have that kind of talk about this. First of all, the first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It says, but I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. So when we start talking about certain things there, once again, that the man is the head of woman, it doesn't say the man is the head of man. It doesn't say the woman is the head of woman. So once again, we can look at this and point at certain aspects as well of things that are skewed. So then we're going to John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. So this is from John, which is actually spoken from Christ. So the peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. So if we are finding peace in the world for a lifestyle, for a choice, or for a sin, does it need to be, does that fit what the narrative Christ is talking about here? I don't think so. I think that if anything, and we are seeing a lot of this in the United States today, is that if you have the faith of Christ and it is a solid faith, you're not getting a whole lot of peace because you're getting a lot of you're wrong, that's just wrong in a lot of our viewpoints. So here he's kind of warning us of that. And then once again, Christ is talking here in John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. So Christ is once again, these things I have spoken to you so that that in me you may have peace. So once again, Christ had said that, you know, he is the Word, and he had also spoken about a lot of what we're going to be going through, trials and tribulations. And here it says, in the world you will have tribulation. So if you are got a viewpoint and everyone is telling you that that is wrong because that is, you know, not a nice viewpoint that they think is a viewpoint based on something, you've really got to look and see, is it something that they're saying because it makes sense in the Bible and you're wrong, or is it because they are living in sin and just trying any way to justify their own lives? So we got to look at situations like that. And when we start getting downplayed and start getting beat down, we need to take faith and take heart that we know that Christ has gone through this and that our peace comes through him, not through the world. And then we've got, once again, John. So Christ talking again, John chapter 15, verse 19. In you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. So here Christ is talking about how if you're in the world and you love the world, then it's, you're not of his. If you love this world, meaning you love some of the aspects of the world that's going on that people say is correct, then you may not be in him. Now, he's chosen you from the world to be something much bigger, much better. But the world will hate you for the choices that you make. It's basically what it's coming down to. And then we have Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will also help you. I will also uphold you with my righteous right hand. So looking at this and looking at the whole situations that we see in some of the churches, we see where there's a lot of people that get the whole, that we need people in the church, and that if we get these people in the church, then they're going to be saved because they're in the church. We're not gonna judge yeast, you know, lest ye be judged, right? And so they like to throw that Bible verse around. But it's not necessarily judging if it's sin. If you're living with sin, then you need to be told that you're living in sin. Then they like to throw out the, well, don't talk about your, you know, speck with a plank in your eye. Well, the difference between that was, if you've got someone who is blatantly living with sin, trying to tell you how to live your life with your small amount of sin, who's really sinning there? So they like to throw that and project back. So you can see where the scripture can be read in many different ways. Or a lot of times they'll just pick the first part or the last part, called cherry picking. So that's kind of the leadership that I'm talking about, the lack of leadership that we have in some of the churches and some of the homes. We've got people that are not reading the Bible, but just going by feelings and what they feel God is or what Christ is, instead of actually reading and understanding what he is and what he can do for us and what he wants to do in our lives. So we're going to wrap it up there. And next week, you know, we'll throw it out on Wednesday what we're going to do. Not sure yet, but we'll kind of see where the Lord kind of wields us there. But until then, you know, if you have any questions, once again, you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com or on my Facebook page if you got questions or comments. If not, then I'll see you next week, and have a great week.